Well, good morning. Good morning, my friends. I hope that the audio quality is acceptable, as I am using the iToy voice notes feature and not the Sony digital voice recorder. Yeah, it's just Norm. You find me on Saturday morning, April the 16th, 2016. West Central Florida, Hammock Park. Temperatures in the low to mid 70s. With a bit of the humidity. And a variable breeze. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Some ladies walking their dogs. And prior, I was running past the picnic shelters where it looked like a birthday party was about to unfold. Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday, Steve Hailstone. Happy birthday, Steve. Today is the commemoration of your birth, and you are reportedly 53 years young and understandably grateful to have this birth commemoration. For you so said it, and I believe you. You heard the Garmin RunWalk timer go off, but I've largely ignored those today. I'm about 3 miles in, and I spent the first part of my running routine with almost an entire absence of walk breaks. I had one or two, but largely it's been uninterrupted at a slow pace, and that means to run again, but we're already running. Just felt like it. It's been something I've been experimenting with, well, just toying with. It's not really an experiment. Over the past month or so, sometimes I run through, and sometimes I take walk breaks. And what's the difference? Well, the only difference I notice is that it seems to make my minute per mile time change. So without walk breaks, it has me at about a 13 minute per mile runner. And with walk breaks, it's more in the 14 to 15 minute per mile pace. And if pace meant anything to me at all, I could extrapolate even more data out of that. But that's where my interest stops, if indeed it's even an interest. How does it make me feel during the run? Both ways are good. Whether I take walk breaks or not. So, it's a brief state of the running report for you. Running this week has been pretty good. I ran on Tuesday and Thursday at the Triple C. And Tuesday I got 6 miles. Thursday, I got 7. You're a pro with that thing, aren't you? So, that was a frisbee player, as I'm now running along the frisbee golf course around Osprey Loop the guy's having a frisbee toss with himself near the fourth hole. So yeah, I got a 6 mile run in and a 7 mile run in, and both were enjoyable. Had to push myself a little bit more on the 7 miler, but there was some heat involved with that, which is why I did it. I'm trying to kind of push myself, kind of get acclimated for when it turns really toasty here, which is not done yet. It's warming up, but we're not seeing any Florida oppressive heat yet. We're in mid-April, so I'm grateful for that. Today's run will yield 5 to 6 miles, and that will have me in the upper teens for the week. Ow! Hey, your dog just ran up and almost bit me. Well, let me explain the pause and shift in thought, maybe even the tone of my voice, because up to what you just heard, it was calm and happy and sedate. Dog ran up and took a sniff at me. No, he didn't draw blood. And no, there was no fear of maiming or killing. Well, some of you might say, oh, Norman, it's just a little pup running up and giving a little yap. Well, part of that I'll agree with. The other part is the principle. You've heard me bemoan this before, but it aggravates me when dogs that are not on leashes come running up to you with intent to not be friendly. How about that? It's the principle. Every dog on a leash. Control the animal. You don't know what a dog's gonna do. Heck, you don't know what a crazed human will do, much less a dog. So, be respectful of others. Every dog on a leash. I was less than proud of the verbal encounter that I had with the owner, which I actually caught on voice notes, but will delete from this podcast for... In looking back, I'm ashamed of the way that I handled it in one regard. In another regard, you know, I am human. I do get angry, and I'm less than perfect more often than I care to remember. So, if you'd like to hear the vicious and rude encounter back and forth, feel free to email me. I'll send you the audio clip. But it's not for general podcasting offering. So where was I? Running this week. Florida. Heat. Mileage totals. Oh, yes. So, let's move on from there, shall we? To another's running. The other's running that I wish to speak about is my precious olive oil, just sit up. You know I call her olive oil because of her long, gangly arms and legs. And at times, I imagine her uttering, "Oh, Popeye!" So my little olive oil, last Sunday, ran the Iron Girl 5K. 5K. My little 7-year-old Giselle ran. And ran it in fine form. With no cramps. A spirited campaign in which she and her mom finished across the finish line with smiles and reporting feeling good. With very little training, I might add. I took her out for a couple of runs, as I've reflected on in the past episode. Only a mile or two in distance, and there was some mild cramping, like a side stitch, is what I refer to it as. It may have been due to warmer weather, because the morning of the race, it was anywhere between 68 and 71 degrees, as my mind recalls. So a star is born, perhaps another ardent, I'm going to take this walk break, perhaps another ardent runner in the family. And Mrs. Rosenberg finished in fine form. I asked Roselle if she would consider doing one of these 5Ks, to which she replied, maybe next year. There's hope for that. She did do the 1 mile turkey trot fun run this past November, so maybe we can get her on the running path as well. I try not to push too much with the girls. Roselle is into her third month of veganism, and I am joining her this month, but will return to meat in May. I may do this every other month, is what I'm thinking. But this time around, I'm really not missing meat. And I'm holding very tightly to approximately 204 to 206 pounds daily with my dietary intake. I'm pretty excited about that. I think I told you that last time, so I won't dwell on that. But Roselle is holding fast to the commitment to being a vegan. I counsel her often, watching and making sure she's getting enough protein and B12 in the diet. And I've recently requested specifically that the ladies buy more black beans, black-eyed peas, navy beans, and great northern beans to incorporate into some of our meals. And they have. Roselle also has another art exhibit show. It's Monday, this coming Monday, Monday evening. She has been once again selected to present an art piece in the Salvador Dali Museum down in St. Petersburg. We're awfully proud of her, and I'm beginning to see where she's becoming pleased with herself. Not in a conceited way, but she's accepting accolades and recognition for what she's able to do. And I think that's important for a girl who used to shy away from any acknowledgement of her talent. So, good on her. Good on you, Shell. I also became aware of a summer camping trip that our church, Lakeside Community Chapel, is arranging. And it's for middle schoolers and high schoolers. So I thought it would be a nice idea if Roselle went, because I do believe that she is making some attempts and strides in pursuing spiritual matters and reading her good book and thinking about things on high, which most of us do not, and we'd be best served if we did. This world and these bodies are growing older and will certainly reach an end. And then what? Where will we go? I know where I'm going. You? Pick up the good book. So anyway, I asked Shell if she would be interested in going on a camping trip. And I was actually a bit surprised when she said yes. You know, she still is a teenager and is growing in intellect and in thought and in experiences. And I thought she might think it was uncool or... Is that another turtle? I've seen one turtle already. No, that's a branch. I saw one turtle scurry back into its home along this route here. I thought I saw it there. But anyway, I thought she would not be interested. But she is. So we're going to send her to summer camp for a week up in North Carolina. I think that's good. It's good. Nourishing food. Soul. Bit of a wind picking up, getting cloudy again. It did call for 50% chance of rain showers. I thought I would be wrestling against that forecast this morning and perhaps get caught in the rain, but so far it's been sun breaking through the clouds. Some dogs on the other side of the fence. That's good. At the back of the hammock, about to enter into Serenity Circle. Work has been, well, what can I say about work? The volume is high, and the stress is even higher. But I'm looking once again to the good book and letting the spirit guide and rule in my heart and my mind. And this is giving me a great deal of success in very subtle levels. In the way that I deal with people, and in the way that I deal with myself, and in the way that I carry myself. I tell you, before I started podcasting this morning, I listened to Dr. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones. I've been listening to him a lot. As he does what's called expositional teaching on the Bible, which is what I really derive the most benefit from. You get so much richness and depth and clarity and understanding when you simply take one or two verses and you unpack those verses and you slowly chew on and digest the considerations that it puts forth to you. But he is a Welsh minister who was a physician. If I've told you this before, just fast forward if you like, but he was a Welsh physician. He was going to be first assistant to the chief physician of England. He was going to be in the care of, he was going to be caring for the royal family. From what I understand, I don't think I have that absolutely correct, but he felt called to give up that vocation and instead to preach the gospel. And I guess maybe it's his intellect and his familiarity with human beings in the vein of the soul, the spirit, and the body, the anatomical and the physiological, as well as the psyche and the spirit of man, that really comes forth in his exposition and resonates to some degree with me. I really find it very fascinating. I find it very relatable. It clicks within me. It makes sense what he's teaching or what he's showing that the Bible teaches. So he's not a man that I worship. He helps me to understand the one that I should and do worship. So, as well, I listen to Dr. James Boyce, another noted theologian. They're what you would call reformers. And this has been what I've been listening to mostly lately. I have not listened to a running podcast in some time now, and that's not because I don't care and because I don't want to. It's just I'm deriving so much more spiritual benefit by listening to these things. They settle my heart and my soul, and they give me perspective, and they enhance the Triple C run, and they enhance my run this morning prior to speaking to you. I usually start off these runs by speaking and then close it down when I'm in the panic here, but I was waxing and waning between whether to start speaking or listening to something to settle my mind and soul. So, there it is. Coming up on Palm and Gopher Trail. I'm at 5.12 miles, so I will get 6 by the time I finish looping around. I have a vacation myself planned for the last week in July. I remember to take those more scheduled and go away to Orlando to the Wyndham Resorts. We haven't been there probably, I want to say, almost in a year. It's nice just to get out of town, but not, you know, to the point where I'm doing a cross-country trip, because we all know how lazy I am in regards to travel. Mrs. Rosenberg is doing well. My in-laws are doing well. All is right in the world of Norm as of late. I'm seriously considering this year doing the midnight run. Last year I did not do it. Kind of lazed out. I can't remember why. Probably no more reason than I was lazy. But I think this year, with me getting 6 and 7 mile runs in on my weekday runs, I should be nice and trained up for a good midnight run 10K. The other thing that's crossed my mind that I'm giving strong consideration to is I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to startle him.
No, I'm sorry.
I just had an encounter. You know where the Frisbee golf course is?
Yeah.
I was running along and some pug dog ran up and took a snip at my leg.
Oh, really?
And I said to she was on the phone, the owner was, and she had her back turned. I said, "Your dog just almost bit me."
Right.
And she started yelling at me.
How dare you run in the park?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've had a couple chase me down when I'm jogging over by that Frisbee golf
course. You know, hey, I like dogs. I love dogs. If they're good, not on a leash, that's great. If they need to be on a leash, you got yours right next to you there.
Well, and she's loud.
Yeah.
But I've never seen her be aggressive. She's just loud.
And I probably just startled her just
now.
Yeah. And I'm recording and talking.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I apologize.
Have a great day.
Yeah, enjoy. Have a good run.
Thank you, sir. That went much better, didn't it? My head was down, and I was looking straight at the ground as I was talking to you and running, and I looked up. I was probably not more than 10 feet away from that dog, and yeah, I probably startled him. I'm a reasonable person. That encounter went much better, and the guy was much more reasonable. He had a leash sitting right there on the bench next to him. So, anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, runs that I have planned. So, I'm thinking that, considering doing the Jeff Galloway 13.1 next fall/winter, I don't know if it's November or if it's December, but Kevin and JD and I think Tim Cleary are all saying that a game. We had a text message fest a week or so ago in which they were exhorting me to participate this year. I haven't done a half in about a year or so, and it would be good to get one under my belt. You know, just in terms of pushing myself a bit, and it will go a long way in the training and continued weight loss if I can keep my dietary habits the way they've been over these past couple months. I'm really excited and enthused that I might be able to get down to about 190. I should be so much healthier than the 2.25 I was living at. Heck, at one time, back when I was knocking down a quarter jack and six of Guinness stout, I was weighing in at about probably 250, 260. So, for me, I don't have a specific calorie count or diet plan, and I'm not enslaving myself to the scale. I'm just letting my mind and my eye be a wise and reasonable judge of what and how much I'm eating. Which I guess you might say means that I'm growing a bit, in that I'm not letting my emotions dictate at least diet. So yeah, I'm thinking of doing that 13.1, but this is not a commitment. So, Jim, Kevin, if you still listen, especially in light of the fact that I just confessed that I haven't heard a Ring podcast in at least a month, but if you still listen, I'm not committing, but I am giving it serious consideration. I will tell you that on that run, I know you two speedsters will leave me behind. So it won't really be like running together, because I think you would lose your minds if you had to run as slowly as I do. So, you know, hang out for a day or two, start up, standing at the starting line. I'll probably stare at your heels as you're running away from me, and then maybe you'd wait for me at the finish line. I don't know. That's kind of how I conceptualize or perceive what would happen. We attended a wedding the other day as well, my wife and I. One of our friends was married aboard a carnival cruise ship. It's a nice ceremony. We got to the port of Tampa, and we had to wait in the terminal until about 9:30 or 10. No, it was more like 10 or 11. And then when we were allowed to board, the wedding party began to practice. And the rest of us were led to a lower deck where there was buffets. And I had a big dish of veggies. And then the ceremony took place. It was very rush, because the boat had to sail. So the wedding took place from 1:30 to 2, and then the reception was from 2 to 3, and then we were let off the boat so that the couple could sail off to the Bahamas and enjoy their honeymoon. It was nice. I don't think I've been to a wedding in 5 or 6 years at least. I had to put on adult clothing, you know, coat and tie, coat, shirt and tie. Fancy shoes, very stuffy and awkward. I have become such a low-key, laid-back guy. It feels awkward. If I had to wear a suit and tie every day, well, I'd either get used to it or I'd be stuffy every day. It made my wife extraordinarily excited. And she kept saying things to me like, "You want to renew our vows? You want to renew our vows?" Because our 10-year anniversary will be this August. And then she said, "You want to go on a cruise? You want to go?" And I said, "You know, maybe a cruise might be nice. Like we did last time, my wife and I, we went to Seattle and sailed out of there, skirted the coast of Alaska on Holland American Lines back in 2007. It was kind of nice. At the time, I was still a student in nurse practitioner school, so I was doing research papers and studying, and I was graciously allowed to miss a week's worth of classes, but I don't know that I enjoyed or derived the benefit in that cruise that I might otherwise have. So I did say to her, "Yeah, maybe we could do that." And then she started trying to plan it during the wedding. "Okay, well, I'll do it." I said, whoa. Just think about it. Relax. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just so much more enthused about being simplistic, walking, talking, running, living, looking into other people's eyes, and thinking about things above. I just can't find the enthusiasm or the enjoyment of social engagements and travel and plans to get caught up in and look so forward to fun and enjoyment. I think fun and enjoyment has its place, but I think our society may place just a bit too much emphasis on it. Almost places it as a savior or an escape. If you're escaping to that, you're going to have to come back to your life, aren't you? Guy. Simple guy. That's what I mean. I posted a selfie the other day. My good brother, Michael Davis, commented that it was a handsome picture. And while it was nice for him to say that, I felt like I had to clarify. I felt like I had to say, and I did say, "You know, the purpose of my selfies, I don't think I've ever explained this on my podcast, but my selfies are just to say, hey, got some deep thoughts, and I'm going for a run. This is my shout out to you, my brothers and sisters in the running community." That's all. It's not to say, "Look at me, I'm handsome," or "Look at me, hey, look at me, or I don't know, maybe it gives that perception. If he said I was handsome, I replied that I think of myself as just a guy with some skin on his face and some eyes in his head. That's it. Less than the least and lower than most. That's me. Just me. There's some DJ announcing in the background. And I'm coming up on the northwestern edge of Sugarberry Trail. And I've just hit 6 miles. So I think I'll take Skinner back to the footbridge. It takes me to Fisher Fields. I need an American Little League and climb in the car. A 6 is enough. I'll take it. So, I think you know, I love you all, my brothers and sisters. And we'll talk again. But until then, happy running.